It was one person on that list who did not put their, actually not on the list, but one person I know of that did not put their name on this list was Big Fatty.
Big and, Fatty.
Yes, and I believe it said something to the fact that he was like in his 40s to 50s and female.
Right. Which
and it had, some perfect. For some reason, had an unusual interest in baking.
With an unusual interest in baking. I find it amusing, well, not amusing, but I find it interesting, those of our listeners who have embraced the new Google Plus layout here.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Unusual interest in baking.
Unusual interest in baking.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1101 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 17th of April, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I may have solved the back pain. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, discoverers. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's tax day. It is tax day in the U.S. of A. Y'all, everybody hates it unless they're getting a refund. And y'all, if they are getting a refund, they filed long before now. Yes, Big Fatty, you've already gotten yours. It's true. And y'all, I was watching the Twitty on Monday, and y'all, there were lots of last-minute procrastinators that had to send a check off to old Uncle Sam. Yes, Big Fatty, Uncle Sam wants their money. There you have it. Yes. I've got a few other things that I want to tell you about on the weekend. So I tell you what, and y'all, I have been scolded. I have been scolded for playing the wrong music for the weekend update, y'all. That crazy Mexican that had him asked me why. Why did you play the Spottin' Big Fatty music for the weekend update? Well, y'all, it's because I'm old. And because the Vons, yo, hey, drinks. Big Fatty, just go ahead and play the right music now and talk about the weekend. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty, hadn't seen a lot of these people, since the big horror contest back in February, and so, y'all, they were all very surprised to see that Big Fatty had lost, so much weight in such a short amount of time, and they were like, "Oh, Big Fatty, what's going on with that? You really dropped the tonnage." And so, y'all, I explained it to them, but y'all, you know, after you walk away, you can see them whispering. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, but y'all, I think Big Fatty got into some of his horror outfits that he hadn't been able to wear in a long time, and y'all, it felt good. It felt good to get in them, but y'all, the thing that I discovered the most over the weekend is, first of all, I didn't gain any of the tonnage back while I was over there. So, y'all, I consider that a success. It was a success. But, y'all, you know, since I was over there, I had my pants off. But, Big Fatty, please. I had my pants off most of the time that I was over there. And, y'all, so I didn't have anything tight around my waist, and y'all, I've noticed that my back pain was substantially better, and so, y'all, I have decided that, like, when I wear my underpants, or when I wear my pants like I do to work, y'all, when that is going around my waist, and it irritates where those shingles were, and those nerves are all, Oh, y'all, that is a giant, I mean a giant solid with some rotisserie chicken and some of that good baked ham that I did on Sunday night. When it's not irritating that, then the back pain seems to be greatly subsided. I wore my underpants to work on Monday, and I was walking around, and my back pain was starting to come back a little bit. And, you know, it wasn't as bad as it has been. But when I came home to the Fat Cave for lunch, I decided not to wear my underpants back to work. Big Fatty, please. But I did not wear my underpants back to work Monday afternoon. And, y'all, I got to tell you, I didn't have that waistband around in that area. And, y'all, I didn't have the back pain this afternoon. So, y'all, I believe that Big Freddy has become a doctor. And, I have discovered the pants-off cure. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Now, y'all, that is the official spot in Big Fatty music that Big Fatty fucked up and played as the weekend review music yesterday. So, y'all, I thought I'd go over here. Y'all! Go back over to Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, a while back, a week ago, y'all, they had the 500th post over there at Spot and Big Fatty. And y'all, it was Q Sledge did the 500th post. And y'all, that's just lovely. I just love the way that everybody's participating on that. Y'all, there's a picture of Big Fatty with no housework day. It y'all looks just like the Fat Cave. Absolutely like the Fat Cave. And then y'all, Big Fatty was celebrating Easter Day, y'all. He's got his pink little bunny ears, and it's lovely. And then it's Name Yourself Day, and Big Fatty is bacon. Big Fatty, it says, keep calm and eat ham, and keep calm, and I'm sexy. Big Fatty, you were this past weekend, that's for damn sure. Y'all, then there's a picture of Big Fatty at Bunny Central Town. Spotted him. And then there's Golf Day. Big Fatty celebrating Golf Day. Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that fanfare, y'all, there's something to celebrate. Y'all, that little Aussie battler, Scotty, the little Aussie battler, y'all, he sent Big Fatty a picture. He sent him a picture, and y'all, the little Aussie battler who's been going to school all his life, y'all, he's 104 and been going to school since he was 100 for 103 years, I think. Y'all, he has received his diplomas, his Bachelor of International Relations. Big Fatty, you've had those international relations before. Well, a different kind. And the Bachelor of Laws degrees from Griffith University in Queensland, Australia, y'all. That is just lovely. And y'all, I think we should all wish Scotty congratulations for his achievement. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brian and David, and we're having dinner together, and David bought some of that Black Forest bacon, and it is incredible. I just wanted to thank you for the recommendation, and hope you're doing well, and we'll talk to you soon. Brian. This is Brian. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Brian of, you know, Brian and David out there in the Denver, Colorado, y'all, you know, they're the inseparables. And y'all, they bought the good Black Forest bacon, or y'all, as that Stevie B, y'all, he tried to go out and buy it at the Whole Foods, which does have a W, by the way. And y'all, they didn't have it. They didn't have it at his, and y'all, he got so damn mad. Stevie B got so damn mad, y'all, he bought a new house. He bought a new house closer to a different Whole Foods so that he would, yes, Big Fatty. And Stevie B, congratulations on the new house. And Brian and David, congratulations on finding the Forest Bacon. And y'all, by the way, that Stevie B made up his shopping list, and he wrote down on there BF Bacon. And y'all, isn't that appropriate? Isn't it appropriate that the Black Forest Bacon is the BF Bacon? Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David in Denver. Calling to let you know, yes, Brian called you a little bit earlier, and the bacon was super, as they say, muy delicioso. Not good with Spanish. I did exactly what you told us to do, recommended. I cooked it slowly in a skillet, and it turned out perfect. And while I was at Whole Foods, they had those giant, at least at ours, they had these giant beefsteak tomatoes, which, you know, thinly or nicely sliced, fits on the whole sandwich. They were super duper good tonight, so I had to tell you that. Thanks for recommending it. Love you. Bye bye.
Big Fatty, why would they ruin that perfectly good bacon by putting a big old piece of tomato on there? It's just vulgar, y'all. I don't know. I do not know. I do not know why you would have a big old piece of tomato, and y'all, it was probably covered in the mayonnaise also, y'all. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine why you would do that. But y'all, perhaps all will be answered because I said, David called back. Yes, McFatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David again. I had to call back. Oops, I forgot to say hi to Poodle McNoodle. Hi, hon.
Hi!
And then, yes, we had BLTs. That's why the tomato. I realized after I said this, like, well, you didn't tell them what you had. So not only BLTs, but I felt in the summer mood. So I made cucumbers and onions and all that good stuff, like summer stuff. So it was all delicious. So talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Big Fatty, you were right. You were right, Big Fatty. Despite him being so sweet to speak to me, he made the BLT and it's vulgar. You know it was covered in that mayonnaise. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear sweet Gussie. But y'all, the cucumbers, yes, McFaddy, that sounds pretty good. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kathy Bacon. And first, I have three things I have to say first. The first being, thanks everyone for playing the contest so far and submitting pictures and everything else. Second thing is, I hope Moose P makes it home from Chicago. The weather is, like, horrible all over South Dakota, Nebraska, and over that way. And I saw Ramble Redhead had said that it was terrible over in his neck of the woods, which is where Moose is. Anyway, the next part of the contest is to post pictures at the Spotting Big Fatty of your favorite foods and comment that it's for the contest and whether or not it's got to be foods that Big Fatty loves to love or loves to hate. So, you know, it's going to be a couple weeks of mayonnaise, right? Oh, my gosh, that's so stupid. I seriously, how do you work this phone? Okay, post your pictures. If you have any questions, Big Fatty can make something up.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, the contest continues to win that $100 prize. Dear Gussie. So, y'all, you heard it there from the horse's mouth. Y'all, the not that Miss Bacon is a horse, but Big Fatty, you've already stepped in it. You might as well just wipe it off. Y'all, you have the next part of the contest is to post pictures over at the Spot and Big Fatty with Big Fatty's head on it of foods that Big Fatty loves or Big Fatty loves to hate. And y'all, I can only imagine. Please, 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 just one photo of everything Big Fatty loves to hate, y'all. Please, it's just vulgar enough to think about it, dear sweet Gussie. So y'all get on over there and post some more, y'all. And I've got to go back over there to Spot and Big Fatty and start looking at those a little more often, because y'all, they're piling up. They're just piling up. Big Fatty, speaking of piles, you need to wipe your foot again, y'all. Anyway, y'all, I got my Discovery card, Bill, in the P.O. box. There wasn't anything else in there today. And y'all, they had a leaflet. They had an insert, a flyer, if you will, that said, Big Fatty, if you register your card and spend $500 each month for May, June, and July, if you spend $500 in each of those months, then we will give you a $75 bonus. Well, y'all, Big Fatty is going down to the goodies. And y'all, I am going on that trip to Florida. And y'all, I think, and you know, a tank of gasoline, it'll cost you $50. You know, you just gotta fill it up 10 times. Big Fatty, you're not gonna fill it up 10 times. But y'all, I'm gonna give it the old college try, y'all. What does it matter if I use the Discovery card or the American's Express? I mean, really, it's if they wanna give me $75 for using their card, cause y'all, I'm gonna pay it off. As soon as it comes in, you know, I do not carry a credit card balance. I just know, Big Fatty, you've got the good credit. That's why you had that good credit score when you went and did the car loan. So anyway, so y'all, I thought I went ahead and signed up, and we'll see how it all works out this week. Because of course now everybody will drop the Discovery card, and I won't be able to do a damn thing with it or anything. Or I'll spend $498 in July after I've spent $600 in May and June. So, you know, y'all, it'll all be ruined. It'll all be ruined. And then, y'all, you got to wait. You got to wait for 6 to 8 weeks after you do your spending to get your bonus or whatever. I don't know what the hell it's called. So anyway, Big Fatty, please just move forward. Y'all, I'm gonna have to go and see about getting me a new bathing suit. Y'all, I've decided I'm gonna go with a one piece this time. And y'all, I'm gonna go to the I'm gonna go over to the Kohl's, cause y'all, I got the 30% off coupon. And y'all, that starts on Wednesday, that the 30% is off. So y'all, I'm going to go over there and see if they've got some sort of fancy bathing suit so that I can look as fancy as that Dr. E. Pluribus Stone that you heard at the beginning of today's little show, along with that Daniel Biba. Y'all, they were talking about some sort of, I don't know what it was, some sort of Goggle Plus thing where, y'all, evidently I was a 45 to 54 year old female, and y'all, one of the strangest parts of all that was that it said
unusual interest in baking.
Unusual interest in baking.
Big Fatty, are you sure it wasn't bacon instead of baking?
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.